1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More signals from Israel that its war with Hamas could be on the verge of escalating. ABC's M. Nguyen has details.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
The wars continue to fuel protests on American college campuses. Over the weekend, police cleared an encampment at the University of Southern California. At the University of Virginia, more than 20 people were arrested. Heavy rains and flooding in the Houston area now blamed for one death. A four-year-old boy died after he was swept from a car. Heavy storms and possible tornadoes a concern today in Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas. And the third week of former President Trump's criminal hush money trial begins today. Prosecutors have not indicated their next witness. Trump has pleaded not guilty. This is ABC News. The parents of one of the teens caught on video dumping garbage from a boat off Boca Raton, Florida last week are now apologizing. Two of the teens surrendered to police. Still on track for the first manned flight tonight for Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft.
The two astronauts who will be on board are test pilots. Never before has Boeing's Starliner carried humans to space. It's had missteps getting to this point. While SpaceX has sent its Dragon capsule to space with humans a dozen times, now humans will be on board Boeing's design. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who went to space himself on the shuttle in 1986, tells me he'll be white-knuckling it tonight.
Remember, this is a test. This is not your normal Dragon launch.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new world record in France where bakers baked a baguette longer than a football field. It took a special oven to bake the 461-foot bread. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin Wednesday. He'll talk about his economic policies in Racine. It will be Biden's eighth visit to Wisconsin since the midterm elections. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin twice in a month's time. Polls show the race for Wisconsin's votes is a virtual dead heat. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue is open. Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Sportsbook in Milwaukee. He tells WISN-TV's Upfront he'd back legalizing sports betting statewide.
I would hope so, and we would hope so, but at the end of the day, that's up to the state. But, you know, we're obviously supportive of that.
The Forest County Pottawatomie signed an amended compact with the state 2 years ago that allows sports betting on tribal property. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers are going to Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open up a 3-game set tonight at Kauffman Stadium against the Kansas City Royals. The crew essentially tied for first place in the NL Central after being shut out in Chicago yesterday, 5-0 by the Cubs at Wrigley. Pat Murphy going to have to get creative with his starting pitchers as Freddy Peralta begins a 5-game suspension for allegedly intentionally beating a batter last week. NBA, the Bucks cleaning out their lockers as their offseason begins. Giannis telling reporters he was still several weeks away from being ready to play, coming off that calf injury suffered April 9th against Boston. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely disappointing because you know how much better of a team we are when he's on the floor and how much things change when he's on the floor and you play an entire 82-game season. You go through training camp. You go through all the ups and downs of a NBA regular season and you get to the point where, all right, now we're going to play for everything and you're not whole. It's frustrating. It's disappointing, but you know, it's part of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear in the evening. Chance of thunderstorms after midnight, or low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms and locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Kip Adams from the National Deer Association. Car versus deer doesn't usually end well. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You messing with me, man? My headphones. They're good now, okay?
Are they okay? Can you hear everything?
No, I got everything now.
What?
What? Are we on the air?
I think we might be.
Mad Radio WMDX, I'll say that anyway, just in case we are. 92.7 FM at 1580 AM on your radio dial.
It's Monday.
And all over the social media.
That's
as
right.
Well, you know?
We're all over everywhere we need to be. It's Monday, May 6th. Bright, beautiful sunshine to start your day. Look at that out there.
It's just fantastic,
isn't
it?
We're overlooking State Street, just a block from the Capitol. Looks like it's going to be sunshine all day long, highs around 70 degrees. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot coming up a little bit later on in the show to find out the rest of the week around here.
You know, I was scarfing down breakfast this morning.
Scarfing?
And checking the news headlines on my phone.
Right.
And the robins were especially loud this morning. You
know, what do you mean?
I'm thinking, do we have bird calls inside the house someplace? We have a window open on the other side of the house, and the robins were so loud. I could swear it was like a sound effect machine somewhere planted in the house just to drive me insane.
They were having an early morning meeting today?
They
before
were.
Before you left?
They were, right in front of my window.
Wow.
I guess maybe they like the chilly weather after a very hot day yesterday.
Well, it could be. I heard a lot of birds this morning, too.
Yeah.
I don't know why that just seems like, is this the day they start chirping in early in the morning?
Maybe somebody was told to bug your guys' houses, but they took the message literally, and the birds are looking for the bugs now.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, so.
Maybe.
They're huddling around our house just waiting to invade. That's what. Just guessing, though. Taking a shot.
Take a shot. Why not? So, yeah, a real busy weekend around here. And, well, we've got all kinds of things going on this week. Our schedule is full.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. A little bit later
on. So we're
going
to take it easy today.
We're
going to lay back. We're going to save all our energy for later in the week, right?
Still recovering from Saturday. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just, we were just talking about that right before we started.
The big awards show.
The big awards show, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association dinner. And, you know, they had all kinds of awards. It went, I don't know, 7 or 8 hours, something. It was something like that altogether.
No, we're not kidding. We're not kidding. We're not exaggerating.
We started at meeting at, I think, 3:30.
3:30. Then it started officially at 4:30.
Right.
And then they had dinner at 5:30.
Yeah.
And then the show started a little bit after that.
Yeah, about
and it went till about almost 10.
Yes. Yes. It seemed to go on and on and on.
People but, you know, they put a lot of work into it.
Oh.
Okay.
Work. Yes. A lot of work. A lot of work printing up those certificates and
wow.
Putting those awards in little boxes and Boy, it just was incredible how much how many awards were there? I don't know.
I feel like every station in the state got an award for something.
Yeah.
Well, radio, television, it was all celebrated. Everybody walked away with an award.
ours was, third place morning show in Wisconsin.
That's right.
Yes. We're very happy.
We just buried the headline. That is the big announcement this morning.
Yeah.
Is celebrating the...
Angrily?
Okay. All right.
Should be happy we were even nominated.
I know.
We were only on the air a couple of months by the time the nominations
and
were
due. And you know what?
Yeah, what?
Sam is a guy who put this air check together.
Right.
And gave it.
Yeah,
The broadcasters.
Right.
And,
yeah, if only he had done a little bit better, we would have been maybe the second place morning show in Wisconsin.
I got to have something to strive for next year, Gordy.
Okay, good. So that was the plan going in.
Of course.
Let's not win. Let's just place.
Well, off the air, he says he needs better material.
Well, that's for damn sure. It's no question about
it.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
We're working on that. Yeah. And Sam it was very nice. Sam made these little coffee mugs for us.
Wow, yes, these mugs were a big surprise.
You might
We do actually have great mugs now.
On the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the TV thing, the YouTube, whatever you call that thing.
Wow.
The tubes.
Okay.
Can watch me. So, should we make this presentation now?
Sure.
Sam? We have something for you.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
We felt guilty.
Why don't you come? Can you, you put everything on automatic pilot here for a second and come into the studio?
Let's hope the plane doesn't crash real quick.
Put it on automatic.
We were blanketed with guilt when you gave us these mugs.
We thought this is
the greatest gift in the world.
So here you go.
We've always wanted our own show mugs.
Here, have a card, first of all, a card that we picked out.
So
together.
We went out in a panic and two guys trying to find something to buy.
Get up here close to the microphone. I don't know if you know how radio works.
Yeah. You guys didn't have to do anything for me.
I know.
For those listening, not watching, the card has like a bunch of breakfast food on it.
There it is.
Merci, you're flipping awesome, and cheers.
Yeah.
That's cute. So cute.
Thanks a brunch. Oh, thank you.
Signed,
John and Gordy.
And we didn't really give you kind of a congratulations or thank you so much written in it because we can't write. we can give our signatures, but they're barely readable
as well. You don't know how to read cursive, so... Right?
I can with difficulty I can read it. You have a way with words, not a way with writing.
All right. Well, open the box here.
Perfectly
we didn't have time to wrap it, but we thought
you
might
gorgeous.
Like this.
Oh my gosh. Cuz
we know you're a fixer upper.
What in the world?
Yes, it's got artificial wood grain on it.
Oh boy.
Do you know what it is?
This is an 8-track deck.
There it is.
How awesome.
Yeah, you like that?
Did you just pull this out of your basement or something,
no,
John?
No.
We went shopping yesterday and we went to look how nice it is.
It looks new.
Yeah, it's got
it's missing a knob over here, but we figured you've got look at the EQ on this.
It's got EQ, it's got a wonderful wood grain finish.
The EQ, there's three things on the EQ, the volume, the balance, and the tone.
How many speaker hookups does it have?
Well, we were thinking maybe you could convert this and put it in the VW. You could convert it to battery power and put it in the back seat.
That's a great idea. I'll have to work on that.
We didn't have time to find any 8-tracks, but that's on you.
I think I have some at home. I'll have to go.
Well, fantastic.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you for producing us for the last 6 months.
For putting up with a couple of senior
citizens.
Let's
hope we can go another 6 months at least.
Right. Propping us up in our chairs and we slouch over too
much. Well, we figured we'd give them a work project to do.
Well, yeah,
right?
Why not?
Because I don't know if it works.
Right. I mean,
probably doesn't.
Honestly, where did you get that?
There's a place called Atomic, what is it called?
Atomic Antiques?
Yeah, what used to be Nacoma Plaza.
Yeah. So it's great. Well, don't they have plugins? I mean, you can always test out the electronics by plugging it into the wall.
Yeah, sure. We could have tested it. We were kind of under a crunch for time.
Well, I know.
So
would have got you a car 8-track player, but they're very difficult to find nowadays.
Especially ones that work. So All right. Well,
Gordy's got one, but he won't give it up.
That's right. It's in my garage.
If I remember right, when I first got the bug and we had to like tow it home, yeah. It had a car 8-track player in it.
Did it really? Well, there you go.
What happened to it?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Well, I think I took it off when I like gutted the car, and I don't remember what happened to it.
Oh. I think you might be able to find a place on the dashboard for that.
Still good. Your car is still gutted, isn't it?
There's no dashboard.
A little bit.
All right.
He actually took people in his car before the award ceremony.
Todd Michaels got an escorted ride in the VW from the Comfort Inn.
For some reason, he didn't say a word after that.
Yeah, I don't
know
why.
Maggie Dawn said she liked my car.
Yes. Did she?
Her parents had one when she was a kid.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool.
She's tall.
She's 6 feet.
6 feet, yeah.
That's what she told me, in stocking feet. She's 6 feet tall. Yeah.
Of course, I helped Maggie Dawn during the award ceremony. Remember?
No, what happened?
Well, you know, we were both walking toward Sam to talk to him. And all of a sudden, Maggie Dawn grabbed me and said, I gotta have some help. Can you help me? I need two hands. I got two hands. I know I got two hands.
Where is this going?
And she went out to the bar.
Okay.
She was ordering four drinks, and she could only carry two. And I was handy, so I helped.
Well, good for you.
Yes.
Well, that's nice. That's good story.
My calling in life. I'm the extra hands.
You're a helper. You know.
Yeah. Well.
You help out whenever you can. Right.
Well, isn't you know. it's not like, you know, Maggie and I had talked previous to that. We really didn't. We didn't say anything. You know, maybe hello or something. Not even that.
Really?
But the first thing that we do together is...
carry alcohol.
Carry a couple of drinks.
Did she even know that you worked at Civic Media? Or did she just like think she was rocking up to some random dude? Yeah.
Yeah, some dude. I don't know.
We'll have to ask her.
Maybe she didn't think I worked there.
Could be. Anyway, it was a fun night. It was a great night. It was wonderful to see a few other radio and TV people that we don't know anymore.
No, it's a whole new generation, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure
is. Yeah, I don't think you guys heard. I saw a couple people that I went to high school and college with there.
Oh, really?
Really?
That's very cool.
How's that?
One person who was a grade above me is working at WAOW in Wausau on TV now.
Mm.
Cool. Anybody else?
The guy who station managed... the college station at Stevens Point, UW Stevens Point.
Okay.
He works for ESPN now, and he was there. So got to see him. It was pretty cool.
All right.
A lot of TV people. All the local TV people were there.
Yeah. You can always tell the radio people from the TV people.
The TV people are better dressed, basically. More hairspray. More hairspray for everybody.
I think the radio people look like they could use a meal.
Yeah. Okay.
We haven't done much this morning.
Have time, do we, to do the National Day calendar?
There is absolutely no award next year, that's for sure.
Oh, well, we'll see. You know, it's early.
Third place morning show edition.
Yes, that's right. We are comfortably in third place. Barely made the cut. Okay. 19 minutes past the hour.
I have a feeling there were only three entrants.
Maybe. Yeah, they don't give you the final totals. They don't really give you the numbers.
Right.
You know, so who knows? Yeah. And but they are judged out of state. And you wonder, what do these out-of-state people think of the Wisconsin?
Well, I tracked them down. I gave them a check.
Did you really? Okay. When we come back, we'll have the National Day calendar and look at the history books for today. You're just getting started with the John and Gordy Show. Happy Monday.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, baby. The Mad Pat.
The Mad Pat's happening.
WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. This is the John and Gordy Show. We're celebrating the third place position.
As a morning show.
For a morning show in Wisconsin. Yeah.
We came in third. We're number three. We're number three. That's what everybody was chanting when we went up to accept our award. Three. Oh, wait a minute. We didn't have to get up and accept anything, did we?
Yeah.
That was only the first place
That was
winners.
In the after party room.
Oh, yeah.
And if we didn't go to the after party room, we wouldn't have gotten our award.
You know, the after party. Let's talk about the after party.
What?
This is a bunch of media people. People that are concerned with sound, visuals, lighting,
yeah, that
acoustics,
didn't work out, did it?
Good yeah. food. Yeah. The after party. Held in a cavernous room, the biggest room probably in the city.
And it
with
was
the tallest
split in half.
Roof. Tallest was, ceiling.
So there was another half as big as the room we were in.
You're kidding.
No.
It could have even been bigger if they opened the
wall.
Wall
in there. Oh, yeah.
Lord.
It was if you were in a grocery store that was like that had no shelves and all of that. It was about half the size of your average grocery store, but with just nothing in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And terrible acoustics.
The acoustics were just not great.
It could have been a basketball court.
And there was a DJ way out in the corner, way against the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not happy about the DJ.
Well, it wasn't the DJ's fault. I mean, he was probably just hired to come in and, you know, set up the equipment.
And put the settings in place that they normally put the settings in. And all of a sudden, it's this gigantic cavernous room that could not handle the amount of bass that this DJ was cranking.
Oh, boy, the bass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have done a silent disco. Have you ever done something like that?
What's a silent
disco? I like that
idea. It's where you get a ton of people together, like they're at a party or something.
Yeah.
But they're all wearing headphones.
Oh
yes, that's right.
And they
yes.
get to choose what music they listen to. And if you take the headphones off, it's just like the sound of people dancing and moving around.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that
fun? Let's do that next year. If there is a next year for us at the WBA. That's a great idea.
That's right.
Never heard of that. That's cool. So the people out dancing are all dancing to their own songs?
Yes.
And not
wireless
to
headphones?
The,
or just
I guess,
grooving?
Yeah. I've done it once, and the headphones bizarre. That I was given had like three music choices. Mm-hmm. So you could like cycle between channels. Yeah.
Okay. That's an interesting, yeah. Wow.
I think it's more fun when you take the headphones off and everybody's grooving. And it just looks surreal.
Well, this music was going on and on, and all you can hear is the thumping and the bass. That's all you could hear.
The bass.
Couldn't hear the DJ talking. Of course, he didn't talk anymore.
We didn't
they just
hear the song.
Well,
we just heard the bass.
And eventually, your wife, Ann, you snuck into the party illegally. She got furious. She got mad.
Had so many drinks that she went up to the DJ and told him.
Started telling him off. It was great.
Turn down the bass.
And he did.
Yeah.
He turned down the bass, but she also suggested that he play something else. Something people would recognize, because nobody recognized any of the music.
We couldn't hear the songs.
There were a handful of people out there dancing.
So he might have been playing good music. We just didn't hear it.
It's not a terrible critique. They could improve it greatly, though, for next year.
Man, that guy who's just holding the disco ball, he was sure having fun, though.
Wow. I wanted to escort that guy out of there. I really did. He was driving me crazy.
He was dancing by himself, holding the disco ball.
He was dancing with a disco ball.
And then eventually he went over and just put it down and walked away sadly. Nobody was into what he was doing.
That's what loneliness does to you.
Yeah, boy. A lot of lonely people there.
There were.
Okay. Should we get to the National Day calendar? We can rip through this pretty quickly. It's which one of these days is it?
Oh, yes. What day is
it? Is it Melanoma Monday? Is it National Crepe Suzette Day? Crepe Suzette.
Because we got to see that the right way.
All right. We'll get to that. Check National that. Beverage Day. Is it that? Is it National Who Gives a Hoot Day? Is it National Nurses Day? Which one of those days does not belong? John?
Who gives a hoot?
Well, you know,
that's not the day, but it should be.
It could be a day to salute owls, you know, hoot owls.
Yeah.
You are correct. That's not a day. That's what I but feel. It's Melanoma Monday.
That is.
Melanoma sounds pretty serious, doesn't it? And that's because it is. It's a serious. This is part of an awareness campaign. During National Melanoma Day, each year on the first Monday in May, we're raising awareness about skin cancer in hopes of reducing melanoma diagnosis. Get yourself checked out.
All right.
That's the message there.
Good.
Yep. Okay. All right. Let's not let that be a
problem. Are you waiting for a joke? I'm not
there are
going
no
to make
jokes.
Fun or have...
No, there's no jokes. Let's get the National Crepe Suzette Day. Right. Okay. How do you pronounce
the name of this type of very thin pancake that are usually of two types,
Julia?
The very sweet or the sweet crepes or savory galettes. So how do you go about pronouncing it with a typical French pronunciation?
Yes.
In French, we would say crepe.
Crepe.
Crepe. The S at the end in French is silent, but in English or American, it'd be fine to say crepes. Crepes.
One
crepe
or several crepes.
Crepes. Crepes. Crepe Suzette.
Crepe Suzette.
Crepe Suzette.
Is that really? Wow.
May 6th
I'm
honors
not quite sure I like that.
Unique and delicious dessert. While there are slightly different versions of Crepe Suzette, the dish is quite distinct from most other crepe dishes.
Look.
I can't do that. The recipe first appeared in the 19th century in Paris, courtesy of Chef Henri Chapetire. According to the chef's memoir, he accidentally ruined a sauce for the crepes he was serving Prince Edward of Wales, the would-be king, King Edward VIII.
And it turned out too thin,
and
he thought instead of saying it was a mistake, he gave it a name.
That's it.
And acted like he did that purposely.
Yes, he had no time to recover. He tasted the burned sauce and discovered the flavors blended deliciously. Or he just said,
sure,
oh, God, let's just throw it out there and see what happens. So that's why it's National Crepe Suzette Day. Crepe, that doesn't sound right.
Here's
to
a little secret that no one driving to work today cares about.
Share it with us, then.
Gordy loves thin pancakes.
I do love
to the point of being a crepa.
Crepe. What is this crepa? Yeah, I do. I don't like the
we
pancakes.
We like the cake part of the pancake.
I can't take it. Okay.
All right.
It's National Beverage Day. How much time we got? A minute? Encourages us to sit back, relax, and enjoy our favorite beverage. So enjoy a beverage today. Beverages come in many forms. Of course, you know this. Hot or cold. The choice is yours. Serve up a caffeinated drink. Pour it over ice. Yes. Okay.
Thanks for describing
what a beverage
what a
is.
Beverage is.
I know a lot of people were confused up till now about what beverages are. Hopefully that clears up everything. Did we have anything else? Nurses Day. We'll talk more about National Nurses Day today.
And we'll help everybody through their drive to work today.
Okay. We got the history book, too. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Monday. Rise and shine. Shake a leg. Up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, you know when I drink alone.
Yeah, great.
I prefer to be by
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
At this time of the year, you can never know too much about the weather forecast, and according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we might be transitioning our weather patterns. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Brad Rippey is the drought monitor and author at the National Ag Statistics Service at USDA in Washington, D.C. He says the weather pattern is starting to transition right now from El Nino to La Nina. What does that mean?
For people that are getting the moisture now, hold on to that, especially in the middle part of the country, because I do have concerns that we could see some dryness that's already starting to pop up in places like southwest Kansas, southeast Colorado, could begin to spread as we head deeper into the warm season. And so we could see a pretty fine line between dry conditions, high plains, and relatively wet conditions in parts of the southern and eastern U.S. That would include the eastern Corn Belt.
Brad Rippey, he is chief meteorologist with U.S. Department of Agriculture, giving us a little sense on what we could expect if we transition from El Nino to La Nina. Markets and overnight electronic trade starting us off on a Monday morning. We're in the red ink right now. Numbers are next.
The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association is kicking off a podcast series that tours specialty crop destinations across the state. Over the next several months, we'll visit strawberry patches, hop gardens, sweet corn stands, and more. WADA Executive Director Sheila Everhart says Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism has a lot to offer.
Wisconsin truly is America's agricultural tourism destination. And agricultural tourism is a way for us to promote specialty crops. It's a way for all of us farmers to work together to bring economic prosperity to our rural communities. It's a way for farmers to have an additional revenue stream to keep that farmland in production, to keep that next generation on the farm.
Learn more at gowiagtourism.com.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged at 188. 40-pound block cheese gained a quarter of a cent to 179, while double-A butter gained a penny and three quarters to 307 and a half. As we start off on Monday, right now, December new crop corn's down a nickel, 477 and three quarters. November new crop soybeans down nearly seven at 1194 and a quarter. July new crop wheat's down 11 and a half at 611. The June class three milk that goes into cheese up 13 cents at 1937. The July contract up 12, 1940 a hundredweight. Don't forget, we'll get our latest planting progress report coming up this afternoon after the close. Judging by the dust I saw, we definitely made some headway over the past 7 days' time. We'll see. There's your market update on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear in the evening. Chance of thunderstorms after midnight, or low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms and locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author of Searching for Patty Hearst, a true crime novel, Roger Rappaport, and Wisconsin comedian Tracy Schrader joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
WMDX 92.7 FM.
Let's turn this back up for a minute. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from 1970.
Ohio.
The Kent State shootings happened on this date back then. If you're old enough to remember, you might have remembered that the National Guard was called in because there were protesters at Kent State protesting Vietnam.
Right.
It got out of hand, and four people died, four students died when the National Guard opened fire. And then Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young had that song out like within a week.
Mm-hmm.
They were so outraged and angered that Neil Young wrote that song. They recorded it and just got it out there.
Incredible.
One of the hardest-hitting protest songs that
really
we can think of.
It really is.
In fact, we should start playing. We made a list of protest songs a while back.
We came up with at least two shows worth.
Yeah.
At least 4 hours
I
worth of music.
I think we had 30 or 40 songs.
I thought of a few more on top of that.
Yeah. And we should start featuring those as we go through this political year. But
I'll bet there are people that never even listen to the words to that song. And they just think it's a bouncy, bubbly.
About Ohio?
Yeah.
About Kent State?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the lyrics are amazing. Yeah.
It really is. And I hate to say this, I hate to bring it around to the MAGA party, but I don't think they've learned a lesson from that.
Mm. That's a good point because it's such a long time ago. You know, 1970, we remember it well. It's
very
etched
well.
In our memories.
Most shocking time.
But, you know, now that's 50 years. I mean, you know, 54 years ago.
And they're playing with fire right now by bringing military in, by bringing the police in. Chasing off peaceful protesters.
Right.
This isn't even rampant protesters. These are peaceful protesters.
Right.
And they're acting like this is an outrage. Yeah. Oh, these encampments. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, we're leading up to something like this, and I hope that doesn't happen.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, what else on this day in history, Sam? What do we have for today?
Let's take a look.
May 6th.
Go
open
in. Get our Foley artists here. John, it just sounds like you're hitting the microphone with a stack of paper.
That's it. What do you?
There, that's better. That's better.
All right, there you go.
Let's see. 18.
You know, ever since we got the third place award, Sam's been very critical of us. Like it's our fault. You edited it.
You're right.
Okay.
I bear some responsibility.
All right. So don't put it all on us. Why didn't you guys come in at least second?
He's always complaining, isn't he?
Go ahead.
All right. Let's
What's
see.
In the history books?
1886, the Haymarket Square Riot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar?
First one. First protest in the U.S.
Not even.
Okay.
All right.
It was about labor. It was about labor, right?
It was the first big labor protest. It started as just a protest, and then this was before the government was pro-labor, really.
Yeah.
I believe it happened in Chicago. The Chicago government brought in the military, or they got the permission to bring in the military, and just like went up against all of these people who were on strike against the railroads.
Yep.
And the birth of the modern labor movement in the United States.
There you go.
There was a more violent protest in Milwaukee.
Yeah?
Yep, near the lakefront. And there was actually shootings. The police killed a bunch of labor union people.
Wow.
Yeah.
When? What year? Do you remember?
No, I don't
olden
remember.
Days, like
in the olden days? No, I don't know.
Okay.
Could have been in the 1900s. Sometime.
Ah, you remember it well.
Yeah, when I was young.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got in history. 1889, the Eiffel Tower opens.
The Eiffel Tower.
How do you say Eiffel? No.
Are you going to pull it up, Gordy?
Oh, my God.
Julian. Have either of you been to the Eiffel Tower?
No. Nope.
I want to go sometime. I feel it could be cool to see. Paris would just be an interesting city to explore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you still?
Bonjour. This is Julian, the Frenchman who makes French pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce the name of the most iconic, the most famous of all monuments in Paris, France, in the whole country. It has become synonymous with France, really. It was built in 1887.
Oh, get to the point.
2 years before the commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the French Revolution, we are looking at how to pronounce Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel?
Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel.
Or Eiffel.
In French, we would say the Tour Eiffel. The Eiffel Tower. Here are many more videos
he's
on how
messing
to pronounce
with our minds.
The
he wants us to sound like Americans.
Paris, France, and all around France as
wouldn't
well.
That be something if he's
Eiffel.
Just messing
it's
with
the Eiffel.
These, the Eiffel Tower?
Eiffel Tower, God.
He puts gonna... out, like, every single one of his videos is incorrect. That'd be hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got it. By the way, I looked this up. It's the Bayview Tragedy, also known as the Bayview Massacre, Wisconsin's bloodiest labor event. More than 1,500 people marched with the goal of improving working conditions. However, instead of coming to the peaceful conclusion that they were hoping for, they were shot at and 7 people were killed.
Good Lord. When was this?
Again, that's the Bayview Massacre.
Does it have a date?
It does not have a date in this short little brief that I have here. Yeah.
But it was in Milwaukee, right?
Yep. Bayview Massacre.
The Bayview Massacre, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Okay.
All right.
Continue, Sam.
1937.
By the way,
lots of dark history today. 1937, the Hindenburg disaster happened.
Oh, no. The humanity. Oh, man. Do you have that cut?
Just enough to keep it from bursting the flames. Get it started. It's rising terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the morning fast. And all the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh,
this was live on the radio.
400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the flame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. Oh, the humanity and all the passengers screaming around
it. Oh, the humanity.
Yeah.
Herbert Morrison was the announcer. Herbert Morrison.
That was
probably really. I
that's
have
what,
a Morrison's
I think that's
in
what
my
they
family.
Said after they gave us our award.
Oh, the humanity!
Oh, the humanity. Oh no! What have we done?
Oh no!
All right, the Bayview Massacre took place way back in May 5th, 1886.
Oh, we just missed the date.
Yes,
1886. Okay. All right.
How about that.
Glad we got that buttoned up. Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
A couple more things. 1954, Roger Bannister breaks the 4-minute mile barrier.
He was running, and what was that? Was that in the Olympics, maybe? Or
I don't know if it was an Olympic time, but he was a runner. First person to ever verifiably run a mile in under 4 minutes. 3:59.4 seconds.
Wow. You just barely made it.
Way faster than I could run a mile.
I think that record's been broken again a few times.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
One more thing. We mentioned the Kent State shooting before. That was 1970. And in between that and the 4-minute mile record, the first Freedom Ride in 1961.
Oh, okay.
All right. What does that entail? A lot of bicycles?
I believe these are the freedom fighters, the freedom riders.
Riders. I mean, I was taught about them when I was a kid in school. Happening when you were a kid in school.
The civil rights.
It didn't cover current topics when we were in school. So.
Right.
1961.
Yeah. The civil rights movement was on, and students and others got on buses to go down south
test the segregation laws.
There
on
you
the
go.
Buses.
Those were the Freedom Riders. Okay,
there it is.
Yep.
Mr. And History.
That was a big guy. It was a huge thing.
Oh yeah, a bunch of people got pulled off of buses and
beaten up by
cops.
And it was awful. And okay.
All right.
On that happy note, let's move
Let's
forward.
Close the book.
Oh, please.
Let's definitely close that book.
Right. Any birthdays for today? Let's just...
Jeez Louise.
Wow.
This seems like... this is maybe why we're third place. we start things, and then we move on to something else, and we come
back. And then
back,
we circle and then back, we and start then and this, stop. That, and the other thing.
Yeah. I think we're setting a record today for covering the national calendar.
Okay.
Let's see. Who's got a birthday today? 1856, yeah. Sigmund Freud was born.
Yeah.
What a guy. I can't.
Quite Freudian.
I can't believe that they still teach him in psychology classes. Yeah. It's kind of
almost
goofy.
Laughable well, at this point.
He was the first one.
No. You know, yeah, that's yeah. true.
So, yeah.
But he was so wrong about so many things.
His theories were a little,
out there.
Out
yeah.
there, sure.
Orson Welles, born today in 1915. Mm. And another one from the movies, Audrey Hepburn, born in 1929.
Oh, she was great.
Oh, yeah.
She was great. You ever see, now I got to think of the movie. What's, never mind. Move on.
The only one that I know that she's Audrey in is Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, yeah. That was a great movie. Wow. I think that was the first movie I ever saw as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know when that was. In the early 50s? Mid 50s?
Yeah, I think.
Late 50s?
I think mine was like Love Me Tender with Elvis.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Wait Until Dark. That was the movie Audrey Hepburn was in. She played a blind woman being stalked. And yeah, that was a tense movie. Great movie. Okay. Audrey Hepburn.
Great.
Well. So how was the rest of your week? We got so much going on this week.
We've got a few things coming up today, and hopefully we'll have it on the air fairly soon. We'll be talking to Stephanie Miller.
Right.
And talking about her visit here in Madison.
She'll be here Saturday. Barrymore Theater.
Right.
It's going to be a fun time.
Try to get the secret on why she was named the sexy liberal while she was here in Madison.
Yeah, that happened here.
Right.
So
all started here.
Yeah. And also now tomorrow night, we're going to be with Pete Schwabe, the Schwabemeister.
Tuesday night.
Coming night.
Yeah.
He's going to Minocqua Brewing, right?
Yeah. 7:35 will be his guest.
Okay. Going to stay up late.
they sponsor his show.
I know. And then Wednesday, of course, we have Short Stack. We're going to try and get a special guest for that.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get a few.
Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, what do we got going on? Oh, Thursday is the Madison Night Market. We're going to be really busy this week. And then Friday is Friday. And then
Dumpster Fire Friday.
Dumpster Fire Friday. Right. Which we do every Friday now because we've got so much material that we need to throw away.
Because we never get to it because we've been doing this
rambling
for the last hour.
Okay. And then we're going to Saturday where we'll be at the Barrymore to welcome Stephanie Miller to town. That should be a wonderful show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. Good crowd there, too. I think there's still a few seats available. Okay. So it's 6:47. Weather today. Sam is feverishly working on something there. So we'll just mention it's going to be beautiful today. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot shortly and get the forecast for the week ahead of us. I know they're talking sunshine today, high about 70, and then things go downhill from there. We'll get a little rain tomorrow, perhaps.
We got a little message here saying, morning to John and Gordy. Great meeting them Saturday night. From Todd.
Oh, is that from Todd?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Todd Michaels.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun hanging out with him. We'd never met him before.
Yeah,
and he'd
exactly.
not met us. You know, that's the thing about these get-togethers with Civic Media. You know, we work with people from all over the state.
You hate
we
most of them. You don't like most of the people there.
You?
But the few, very few people that we do run into and we were like, well, you know, that it's all worth it.
It's good to meet them in person and hang out with them. You know, we hear about them all the time. We hear them on the air and they hear us and... Yeah. It's nice to finally put a face with a name and
it is.
All of that.
It is.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Coming up.
Yes.
Might as well just kind of preview a little bit of this.
Sure.
Trump is talking about Venezuela, releasing prisoners from Venezuelan prisons and sending them to the U.S. and crime rates went down in Venezuela.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the truth on that one.
Yes.
And also, Lawrence Tribe has a little commentary about the Constitution and its meaning. And I think this is really important stuff. So I hope you can stay tuned.
It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true.
In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Man, dig this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad.
WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. We'll have to get some lava lamps in here, I think.
Yes, for Mad Radio.
Well, that's we've got an 8-track player now. We can set that up.
We're making progress. Backwards. Yeah. We're making progress.
Yeah, what the heck, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we get to, like, a little bit of news?
Well, sure.
Straighten out a little bit of the news.
Why
out
not?
There.
You're telling me that we are not news?
We are news. And this, yes, look, I forgot to mention that this is a third place.
This is
third place. What? I always say that we're third place.
Yes.
Morning show in Wisconsin.
That's right.
All right.
Not number one, not number two. We're third.
All right.
Yeah. I know it's a tough pill to swallow. Got our hopes up. You know, we might run it. We might just get second place. Wouldn't that be something?
Wow.
Or maybe
savory,
just first
or
place.
Or first. Yeah. You know, they could have made a mistake and put us in first place. We were hoping that there would be a mistake made.
Oh, well.
At the awards show.
Again,
but that didn't happen.
Gives us something to strive for next year.
We'll have to work on that.
Yep.
You know?
Okay.
Paying off the judges.
You're alluding to something. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association probably doesn't.
No, yeah. Yeah, they worked really hard to be a legitimate organization, and they are extremely, extremely detailed.
They are. Boy, detailed. That's a good word for it.
All right. Trump made a comment recently that Venezuela reduced their crime rate by 72%.
How'd they do that?
Oh, you know, they release prisoners out of jail and they send them to the U.S.
Sure.
But instead, well, here, let's listen to Cut 28 and see what was said here.
Okay. Before we go, Venezuela was very crime-ridden. They announced the other day 72% reduction in crime in the last year. You know why? They moved all their criminals from Venezuela right into the good old USA.
Oh, no.
And Biden let them do it. It's a disgrace.
It is.
But, sir, where are those numbers coming from?
I guess I get them from the papers in this case. I think it's a federal statement or, well, they're coming actually from Venezuela.
All right. So that soundbite obviously has made its rounds across many circles. He just said the papers and then said Venezuela. We didn't have time to follow up with what he meant by that. But I did tell him we'll check on that. And we did. And the crime rate, according to the Interior Ministry in Venezuela, the crime rate has fallen by about 25% at some approximations. And the reason is because they've consolidated crime and they also have done some other measures. Say it has nothing to do with migration. Either way. What are your thoughts on the numbers that former President Trump just kind of puts out there at rallies and expects people to believe?
There you go. That's what do you think about that? I don't know. Let's believe what he's saying. Let's elect him as the next president.
Yeah. He said it, so it must
true. Must be true. Yeah, well.
It's not like he makes up anything.
No.
Just go with what he said.
How does he do that?
It's just, you know, he just riffs. That's all he does.
Yeah.
Just makes
not
just
to be held
numbers.
Accountable for anything that he says.
What about?
We're hoping that happens on this program. By the way, it's no matter what we say, and I don't believe a word.
Hmm. Well, what about Tim Scott? What about his possible vice president?
Oh, yeah.
Trump is throwing out some names. People keep bringing up, who are you going to have for vice president? That's the next big, giveaway or what we're waiting for.
Well, why don't you cue up Cut 25? Let's get to Tim Scott. Somebody asked him, will you dispute the election results?
That's a simple question.
If they don't
question.
Go your way. It's an easy question to answer.
Right.
Well, maybe it isn't. Mm. Let's check and see.
Senator, will you commit to accepting the election results of 2024, bottom line?
Well, at the end of the day, the 47th president of the United States will be President Donald Trump, and I'm excited to give back to low inflation, low unemployment.
Wait, Senator, yes or no? Yes or no? Yes, will you accept the election results of 2024 no matter who wins?
That is my statement.
But is it just yes or no? Will you accept the election results of 2024?
I look forward to President Trump being the 47th president. Kristen, you could ask him multiple times.
But Senator, just a yes or no answer.
So the American people, the American people will make the decision.
But I don't hear you committing.
For President Trump. That's clear.
I don't hear you committing to the election results.
Here's the deal.
Will you commit to accepting the election results?
This is why so many. Oh, man. This is why so many Americans believe that NBC is an extension of the Democrat Party.
Oh,
at the end of the day, I've said what I've said, and I know that the American people, their voices will be heard, and I believe that President Trump will be our next president. It's that simple.
But, Senator, as you know, the hallmark of our democracy is that both candidates agree to a peaceful transfer of power. So I'm asking you, as a potential VP nominee, will you accept to commit to the election results in this election cycle, no matter who wins?
He's got to relent here, right?
Just simply yes or no.
I expect President Trump to win the next election. Listen, I'm not going to answer your hypothetical question. When
hypothetical?
Time.
Somebody's got to win or lose. It's not a hypothetical.
There's a winner. There's a loser. It's declared.
What? Oh, my God. That is painful to listen to.
Yes, it is.
Tim Scott is
just
one of the great ass-kissers of all time. Absolutely.
He wants to be vice president
so desperately.
Yeah.
Now that Christine Noem gave up her spot by killing a dog and a goat.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Scott, really, you got to answer these questions in a way that makes it sound like you have some intelligence. Oh, my. Yeah. All right.
Well, we'll see how it goes on here. I guess Nikki Haley is out, right, because she went up against Trump too much. But apparently, she's still attacking him, and she's still getting some support out there from some of the polling these random polls that really don't mean much 6 months
some
out.
Some of the primaries.
Yeah.
She got a lot of the vote.
Yeah. So.
And these are like no votes, and these are Republicans or MAGAs that won't vote this time around for Trump.
Mm-hmm. By the way, President Biden will be in Racine this Wednesday, and we'll have coverage.
Get a call from him.
Well, we'd like to hear from Joe.
Yeah, I know he gets up really early, and it would be nice to have him give us a call.
I think we have a few questions
for him.
Let's put the feelers out and see if we can get a hold of the White House. Sam, see if you can call the White House.
Oh yeah, I'll become Civic Media's White House correspondent.
Right, could you do that?
Great.
That would be great.
We would love that.
So we got a lot of things happening around the state of Wisconsin this week. So he's coming to Racine Wednesday.
Yes, he is.
Good. All right. That's going to wrap it up for our first hour. Coming up, we're going to talk to Brittany Merlot about our weather for this week. It's beautiful sunshine today. You're listening to the third best morning show in the state of Wisconsin. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking. It's the haircut show. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.